now let's look at some insights into the annual South Sudan Internet Governance Forum for this year that took place yesterday at the Uniport Hall at the University of Juba. And so the South Sudan Internet Governance Forum is an event or platform that brings together various stakeholders to share milestones, analyze and discuss issues, and brainstorm solutions on internet-related issues in the country. Some of them include sustainability, security, digital development, as well as online rights. And so to understand more on the purpose, we have some guests joining us.
Yes. Unwet Steven from the National Communication Authority. You're most welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Abuni Gama, you are also welcome as a co-founder of South Sudan Internet Society.
And the current chapter president. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
Yes, and let's start with this. Please give us an overview of the event that took place and the reasons behind hosting that event altogether.
Yes, good morning. Once again, thank you for having us on the breakfast show. My name is Joseph Abuni Gama, and I'm the chapter president of the Internet Society. So basically, the Internet Society is an entity that promotes the development of and the growth of the Internet. So anything that ensures reduction of costs in terms of usage of Internet, training people in terms of how they can use the Internet. So anything that increases its development is what we do. Coming down to the forum. Mm-hmm. The forum is a multi-stakeholder event. It brings together various members, and the Internet Society is one of them. We're glad to have convened and participated in that event. And my colleague, Stephen Ngach, who's also from the Communication Authority, who also one of the stakeholders and is also the secretariat lead, I would allow him to talk more on on that forum, as he's the one who was leading that.
Yes, Ngwech.
Yes, thank you, Gama, for the introduction. Yes, for the record, Ngwech Stephen Kang, as I work for the authority, but I also double as the chairperson of the South Sudan Internet Governance Forum for this year 2025 edition of the IGF Forum. So basically, as has been elaborated, the IGF is a multi-stakeholder forum where stakeholders from different backgrounds, including government, private sector, civil society, academia, and the technical community, come together, sit down, identify issues that are pressing with regard to the internet governance in the country. When I say internet governance, like the processes, the laws, the regulation, the infrastructure in place that affects the usage and availability of the internet in South Sudan. So we come as stakeholders, we discuss, we identify solution. And then we also, at the end of the forum, we develop a recommendation that are submitted to the relevant authorities so that they might take action. So these are recommendations coming from the grassroots, from the communities, from the stakeholders who came and sat down and discussed. So this is basically all about the forum.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I noticed that there's like a group, different organizations as well as institutions that came in together to ensure that this happened. Could you maybe briefly talk about that and what your specific organizations had, what role you had to play to ensure that this happened?
Yes, as I have already said, the forum is basically not an invention of South Sudan, but rather feeds into regional forums and global forums. So the idea of the Internet Governance Forum itself was established in 2006 during the World Information Society Summit, which was held in 2006. So it was a recommendation that has been adopted by the UN, and then from there, the UN Secretariat started holding the global IGF annually from 2006 up to date. So also, we hold national IGFs, we hold regionals, and we hold also sub-regional IGFs. So South Sudan is a national IGF initiative that feeds into the regional and the global IGF.
When did we start holding it?
We started in 2019. The first IGF we held was held in 2019 here in Juba.
All right. Well, thank you for stating that. Now, so all these years, could you maybe give a brief background of what has been achieved through the Internet Governance Forums that have been had since 2019? That's about how many?
Yes.
About five years.
So yes, indeed, that's a very good question, and I can say that the forum has managed to have an influence and impact in terms of policy development that related to ICT, because when we held the first IGF in 2019, Some of the recommendations that we had is the establishment of the Universal Service and Access Fund. That was not in place. It was a recommendation of the forum, which was identified by the stakeholders, to address the challenge of lack of connectivity. And we know in the rest of the world, there is a fund that is created that takes a percentage from the revenue of the operators, the service providers. A small percentage that is now used to connect the areas which are not economically viable for the operators to connect. So that was one of our recommendations. Another recommendation also was to have a data protection law in place. Another recommendation was to have a cybercrime and computer misuse bill in place. So after that forum, in the following next year, in 2020 actually, we had the Universal Service and Access Fund being established, because we brought this issue to the attention of the relevant authorities and it has been picked and implemented. Also, other stakeholders came in and sat and drafted a bill in data protection, which is still in the process to be submitted to the Minister of Justice and go ahead. For the cybersecurity bill, we already had a bill which has been signed, but it's still, again, it is recalled and currently in the parliament pending further readings to be approved. So you basically, the forum provides a platform where the community, the internet community, can come and highlight issues that are of importance to the South Sudanese people. And then, us having the government in place, they will also hear and they will also pick it and now try to address it. So to answer the previous question, which I said, what the role the different stakeholders play in this ecosystem, because the forum in itself is not a registered body and it's not an association, but rather a platform that brings people together. So what we do, we leverage on the institutions that are interested to come and host and convene. So the Internet Society in this case is a convener, meaning they solicit resources and now fund the event so that makes the event happen. The National Communication Authority also is a convener. They support logistically, financially to make sure the event happens.
Okay.
Other organizations also, they all come together for a common cause that we have the IGF processes in place.
And everybody contributes.
Everybody contributes.
All right, coming now to you, Joseph.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, tell us, you were there during the forum. I mean, yes. What were the main issues talked about?
Yes, as Stephen has mentioned, we were a convener in terms of funding that the activity took place this year. We usually are interested in this because in such forums you get to hear first-hand information from real experiences from people on the ground. One of the particular issues that continued to come up is the cost of internet. People keep talking about internet is expensive. What can we do to improve some of these things? And we outlined some few recommendations that can be undertaken at personal level, at institutional level, at government level. So various levels of, I mean, for example, issues of community networks. What does that mean? It means we now talk of Starlink being a cheaper source of internet. If you find yourself in some village and you have 1,000 people, imagine you get a Starlink and then create a network in your village, and your village can be able to access that same Starlink you have, which before, if you would use a VSAT, it would be very expensive. But now you can use Starlink to distribute. So you're able to bring internet closer to your village mates. So those are some of the mechanisms and strategies that we recommend. And also the issues of, people talk of, at the moment, people are talking about, we only have two fiber optics coming, cables, internet cables coming into the country. Why can't we increase more so that the cost of internet can be brought down? So there are many mixtures of various strategies and ways of how some of these things. And then the digital creators, they're talking about how can we monetize some of our product. We get 50,000 likes on my Facebook, but I cannot make money out of it. So what sort of strategies can we recommend that can become? So it's a forum that brings, it's a platform that digital conversations can be had, and we package that into a comprehensive report that we forward to policymakers.
Okay. All right. Let me start from where you just stopped. Obviously, you've mentioned a number of problems, and I'm sure there's more issues. And let's talk about this specific one. The social media creators are actually not earning from their creation. Adverts are being, you know, posted mm-hmm. on their posts, but they're not earning.
Monetized.
What is the real reason this is not happening, and what are some of the solutions that are available and could possibly be applied to, you know, salvage the situation?
The real reason, obviously, is you see the players like Twitter, former X, Facebook, YouTube. They usually, those are business-making entities. And for them, business means their numbers, numbers in terms of people who are... The South Sudan size of internet users is still not a big, substantial size that is attractive to some of these companies yet. Mm. Because once they pay, once they see there's interest, they'll come in very quickly. That is one of the outlook you need to think about. And then secondly, also, the internet ecosystem here is not yet, it's still in its infancy. It's still trying to develop and growing. As much as you're getting 50,000 likes, it might look very nice, but it's still not then, it's not enough. You would find that, I think it took Kenya a few years ago, just recently, such a big population that has a heavy use of the internet, that they're only able to monetize recently, if not 2-3 years ago. So imagine such sort of setting. So it takes a multi-level sort of approach from the government side in terms of policy, even the banking system. What banking system are you going to pay these content creators?
Users, yeah.
Yeah, users. So those are various problems that exist. But then what can we do to work around it? I usually like to say, it might sound a bit old, draconian, but I say content creators were getting paid even before the internet came.
Mm-hmm. By who?
They were, for example, you're a movie, you're an actor.
Mm.
Do you need the internet to get paid? No. Yeah, so content creators, if you were a writer on the newspaper, did you need to get... The internet to get paid, no. So it's just the same thing, is just that it has evolved. So I'm just trying to say is, as a content creator, like instead of going to Facebook to pay you, you can partner with some of the entities here. Like if you're a comedian, why not talk to one of the corporations here? Like, look, I'm going to do my comedy, but my comedy will target girl child protection or something. And then organizations that are aligned to that might pay you for it. So that those simple things that can be done. But then also, if you still want to be on the internet, some people register their accounts across the border.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's a piece of advice there.
Yeah, you register it in Kenya, in US, or wherever it is. Then you come and create your content here in South Sudan. Then you get paid.
All right. That's a technique that South Sudan is able to borrow for now. And maybe back to Ungwech, the forum has been conducted. So what next?
Yes, I think I've already touched on that briefly. Mm. I will just again reemphasize that now immediately the team will embark on writing the report, making sure that all the reflections, all the inputs from the audience, those who attended the forum, both physically and online, all their concerns are compiled into compact recommendation. Then we release our report publicly. It will be available on our website. We submit hard copies to all the key stakeholders, including the Ministry of ICT, National Communication Authority, the mobile service operators, because some of the recommendations are to be implemented. So we submit to them. Secondly, we have plans for the future, because you see, our main problem here now, we say it's a national forum, but in the real sense, it's not yet capturing all the issues in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Reason why we are not able to reach to the larger population in the States. So it is a mostly a Juba forum, if we can describe it well, because our audience are the one who are residing in Juba, and a few who have online access, they can attend the live streaming of the event via the Zoom platform which we provide. But we have plans to expand so that in the future we are able to bring in representatives from the states. If we could bring regional representatives, 5 from each region or 2 from each state, so provided that we have support, so that they also come and bring the issues, what they are facing in Malakal.
Okay.
In terms of internet, what are they facing in Awil? What are they facing in Wau? So this is also a plan that we are trying to, you know, sensitize our donors and those who are interested to support the event, so that we have a bigger impact. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Thank you so much, Joseph, for coming and speaking on the outcomes of this annual event that is set on improving digital governance in South Sudan. We'll definitely be in touch for more updates, especially on that report that you say will be produced and then shared. Well, we've come to a time when we shall be having our news headlines shortly. And then we'll have more programming coming up. Stay tuned. Don't go away.